This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush's budget plan scales back programs targeted for the poor in education, housing, and food. But not every program that serves lower-income Americans would lose, at least not this year. NPR's Libby Lewis went to Delaware to visit one winner and one loser under the president's blueprint. The winner would be a home for women with HIV and AIDS. A loser would be Upward Bound, the program for low-income youth who want to go to college.
At eye level, Michelle Sutherland looks all business. Her hair's done up in braids. Her sharp suit is cream and navy. But what's up with those purple socks?
They're saying I got these socks because this goes on underneath my boots. So nobody will see that part.
Sutherland has her boots off because she's at home. She lives in a house with 10 apartments for women with HIV in downtown Wilmington, Delaware. Economic prosperity circles this old industrial city on the banks of the Brandywine River. It comes from banking, pharmaceuticals, and the DuPonts. But here in the center, in zip code 19801, it can be as easy to find heroin as a bank. Michelle Sutherland got the virus that causes AIDS from an old boyfriend years ago. She says he knew he was infected, but he didn't tell her. He did help her get crack cocaine. When she got a space in this house several years ago, she was so skinny and sick, she wore sweaters in August.
And I would go outside and people would stare at me. So then I got to the point that I didn't even want to come outside anymore.
Wilmington, Delaware is a place most people pass through on the I-95 corridor.
We're typically in the top 5 states for our per capita AIDS rate, which is surprising to people because people don't really think about Delaware. I mean, why would you?
Kirsten Olson works for Connections, the nonprofit agency that runs the house where Michelle Sutherland has gotten her act together. President Bush wants to put more money into the federal housing program that provides most of the funds for the Wilmington House and others around the country. He would increase funding slightly to $300 million, enough to house 75,000 people. That's 3,500 more than last year. It's not charity. AIDS housing advocates point to research that shows a link between homelessness on one hand and drug use and the spread of HIV on the other. Wilmington's program is small. The 10 women who are fortunate enough to be here also get a safety net of services like health care and drug counseling. And they can stay forever if they want. Michelle Sutherland is about to move out to be on her own. She's earned a degree and she's looking for a job as a nursing assistant. For now, she works as a receptionist a few blocks away from the house. Her boots are on and she's headed there now. She meets a friend on the street.
Hello! How are you? I got my apartment and everything.
One reason the president wants to fund the AIDS housing program is that the Office of Management and Budget has rated it effective. OMB gives programs a score after looking at factors like how they're designed and managed. Government evaluators say they don't think another program, Upward Bound, is effective enough. Upward Bound helps disadvantaged high schoolers sharpen their academic skills to get them into college. It does that with tutoring, college prep, and residential summer programs. Upward Bound staff say what they do is tough to measure by just numbers. Gary Bass thinks the president's choices reflect political priorities more than a true measure of performance. He's with a government watchdog group called OMB Watch.
And in the case of things like AIDS housing, there is more political support for that today. In the case of programs that serve disadvantaged kids, there's less support today.
At the University of Delaware's Upward Bound program in Newark, 8 high school students huddle around a table in a study session. Andrew Cho, a tutor for Upward Bound, is helping junior Lisa Smith with her trigonometry.
You know, if you raise anything to 0th power equals 1.
Across the table, Ahmed Ibrahim is balancing chemistry equations. Ibrahim is 16. Frankly, he looks like he doesn't need to be here. He's moving through those equations the way another kid might play a video game. But tell him that he doesn't look like he needs to be here, and he begs to differ. Ibrahim lives with his family in Wilmington.
Because, I mean, like, you know, from where I'm from, it's like I come from an area where there's lots of drugs, lots of gangs and stuff. And for me to step out and say, you know, I'm an A student and I'm doing this, that in school, you know, they look at me kind of funny, like, what's he doing? You know, that's not normal.
Here, it is normal. But the value of that is hard to measure. Libby Lewis, NPR News.